I mentioned at the top of this hour, more trouble for actor Jussie Smollett being indicted now. New disorderly conduct charges in the alleged fake attack a year ago in Chicago. Yeah, you remember he said he was attacked by two guys wearing MAGA hats that put a noose around him and said all these terrible racial things to him. Smollett indicted by a special Cook County grand jury, six counts of disorderly conduct for making four separate false reports regarding what police say was a faked attack. Jussie Smollett, the focus of a media storm a year ago that went on for quite some time. As you remember, the state attorney there, Kim Fox, made a deal, got rid of all the charges for some community service, did not go over well. By the way, she's running for re-election currently, is Kim Fox. And we'll see how she does, but I think that she's going to be targeted pretty hard because of this. The aspect of the probe still continuing, according to news releases from the office of the Cook County Grand Jury. Special Prosecutor Dan Webb announced the charges in a press release yesterday, saying that, quote, further prosecution of Jussie Smollett is in the interest of justice. Interest of justice. The problem with what Jussie Smollett did is multiple, all sorts of problems, but the real problem is he took all of those resources from the Chicago PD and focused them on this case. The case got national attention. He was everywhere. Everybody was talking about how could this thing happen, this terrible thing to this famous actor on the series Empire. Well, it didn't happen. And it was all made up because who's walking around Chicago at zero in that neighborhood at that time of night wearing MAGA hats? How about nobody? Anyhow, it all fell apart in Jussie Smollett. Jussie Smollett is back in the spotlight. You'll hear more about that, but people not pleased with him. His career disappeared, of course. He was trying to boost his career. He boosted it so hard it went right off the rails, right into the ditch. So that's where that left the Jussie Smollett situation. A pro Joe Biden super PAC is saying it's a doomsday scenario coming together now for Democrats, a doomsday scenario, and that is for him to be pushed out of the race. And they're saying that donors need to dig deep right now. This comes after Biden finished fifth yesterday, fifth in the New Hampshire primary. He finished, what, fourth in Iowa? Was it fourth there? Fifth in New Hampshire. On to Nevada, on to South Carolina, supposed to be his firewall. We'll see. But a super PAC supporting the former vice president is urging donors to dig deep right now into their pockets and warning that if Biden's campaign collapses, Democrats will be in a doomsday scenario. A doomsday scenario because those left in the field will have only Mike Bloomberg to choose, and he said that's a doomsday scenario. The Bernie bros will not vote. And this is why I'm telling you, the Bernie bros will not vote for Mike Bloomberg, so warns the Biden super PAC. Tough day for Biden, to say the least. And here's the thing. Democrats and liberals are seeing the same thing. Bernie is now mainstream for the Democrats. And as a result, this country would not support Bernie Sanders as the standard bearer for the Democrat Party. He will not win election. No chance. The other problem is that the Bernie bros won't vote for a billionaire. A 78-year-old billionaire white guy from New York City is not going to get the support of the Bernie voters in Iowa or Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania or North Carolina. Not going to happen. But it's just, it will not happen. I want to turn to Van Jones, one of my favorite radical leftists, works for CNN. Favorite radical leftist is Van Jones. It's bite number eight. He says they're all in trouble. He is the prognosticator of doom today, and I appreciate him being that. Bite number eight with Van Jones. Bite eight from CNN. Go.
There are a lot of maybe history-making candidates, but it seems to me that in talking to voters, there's no one they see this time as a transformational candidate, or they would coalesce around a transformational candidate. Maybe it takes time to build someone who looks like a transformational candidate. I mean, you would know a lot about that, David, but I think that in talking to people, they're sort of trying to figure it out, but there isn't anybody that they say, oh, my goodness, this is the person.
Or if they feel that way, it's not sustained. So they'll feel right. That way. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like having all these kind of like crushes, you know. It's like back to junior high school, and then, but nobody actually right. You know, gets engaged. Mm-hmm. The other thing is it just feels like everybody is partially able to take on Trump, but not really. So it's like you got the Avengers against Thanos, right?
Right.
So, if you had Thor's this and you had Hulk's that, if you had Amy's this, if you had Pete's that, but there is no one candidate yet that feels that everybody feels like can actually go up against Thanos and beat him.
And there you go. Can't go up against him and beat him. Now, Amy Klobuchar came out of New Hampshire yesterday in third place. A strong showing for Amy Klobuchar. And it could be the beginning of a resurgence for her. She has never polled this high. It's the highest that she has polled since entering the race in a blizzard a year ago. I remember her announcement was in a blizzard in Minnesota, and she was getting snowed on. I remember that anyway. Now she could be the person that comes out ahead. The problem that you have, though, continues to be the same. You have a section of the Democrat Party, 20%, 25%, that are solid supporters of Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders brought in $35.6 million in the fourth quarter alone. He continues to bring in money. And his supporters aren't going anywhere. If they don't have Bernie and they feel that they've been mistreated in any way, they won't vote. They will not go to the polls. I'm telling you, the Democrats have a lot to figure out today and a lot to figure out before Nevada and South Carolina later this month. By the way, if you want to lose weight and feel great, hey, GruberHealth.com. Go check this out, GruberHealth.com. You can lose weight with My Pure Health Solutions. You can avoid those concerns about diabetes and joint pain and not seeing your kids or grandkids graduate from high school or college. GruberHealth.com, I've done this, My Pure Health Solutions, and I say to you, what are you waiting for? Anywhere in the country, they will send you the scanner, they will hook up with you remotely, they will talk you through this process, and I will tell you, it works, and it works well. GruberHealth.com, the first stop on a new you. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
I'm a small business owner, and I know the importance of keeping quality employees and staying focused on the bottom line. As a member of the Michigan Chamber, I now can do both through an incredible retirement benefit program called the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan. Now I can offer my employees a competitive 401k plan, which enhances their benefits, keeps my costs down, and I don't have to deal with any of the administrative headaches. Saving money, enhancing our benefits, treating our employees like family, allows us to retain top employees and grow. The plan is administered through TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank, and gives me a competitive advantage to help me attract and retain quality employees, all while saving money. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan